Welcome to the Middle Music.net podcast. 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 Hello and welcome to the first edition of the Middle Music Podcast for the new term. I'm Mikey.
I'm Paul.
I'm Mark.
And I'm Phil.
And we're going to start, as ever, with the exciting segment of Phil's News. Take it away, Phil.
First up's Mumford & Sons' second album, which can you ever call Babel or Babel if you're Mikey? I don't know which
I'd go Babel.
I
couldn't say Bon Iver for about 5 years. He was Bon Iver, so don't take my word for it.
Anyway, it's to be released on the 25th of September.
So it's out.
It's already out.
Yesterday?
This might be a bit. Why don't I know what day it is? Who knows what day it is anyway? We've only been back at uni.
This is a quality podcast.
Because it's going against Green Day in the charts for number one just now.
It looks like it probably will get number one, like Green Day. Mumford & Sons a problem with popular every day.
I think Green Day has trousers that barely reach their ankles.
What did I say? Green Day, Mumford & Sons.
So. What's that?
Says me sitting here with my shorts. But I think Mumford & Sons will take number one. I don't see Green Day putting up much of a fight. They're not the force they were.
You're a betting man.
The Liverpool of the music world.
You're asking Mikey if he's a betting man.
I'd put money on this podcast and Green Day being number one.
Well, I'll put money on Mumford & Sons. How much are we betting here, Mark?
£5.
That's pretty heavy, man.
That's a steep amount.
That's a handshake.
You can hear this handshaking.
Wait a minute, what happens
the
if
air
you
move?
Oh, yeah.
Bet's void.
If Ed Sheeran gets number one, I just kill myself.
Should that battle to the death? We have both a void or something.
Right. What? Why don't we get people...
Hashtag Team Mark.
hashtag Team Mikey. I'll send you some naked pictures or something. Followers zero.
Sex offenders register? Yes.
Anyway, what else you got for us today, Phil, before I actually do get put on some sort of list?
Mean Creek, a Boston-based rock quartet, as they call themselves, are releasing a new track and music video for a track called Young and Wild, and it's not like that one you're thinking about.
NXT theme tune. We are.
So, wait a minute, right, Phil. A four-piece band. That's what we're
I think you'll find a rock quartet.
A rock quartet. All right, sorry. A four-piece rock band.
I'd rather be a rock quartet than a
it makes
four-piece
it. It does
band.
Make it sound.
I feel like a cappella group.
It's like
a barbershop. That's just fucking right.
Continue.
Aye, well, anyway, they're doing a US tour in aid of it, and there's a new album coming out.
Are they coming to the UK at all?
No, it's all American.
That's some well-targeted pressure.
You know what I mean? It's called Youth Companion, apparently, which is equally
cool.
What else? I don't know when it's coming out.
There's no date for it.
What else are we rocking?
Youth Companion is what?
That's the name of the album.
The album, Youth Companion.
Right, what else are we rocking? That is.
I'm clearly very good at my job here. If I can't even get the title of the album.
That's it.
DJ Shadow has released a mashup type track with stuff with Led Zeppelin, Guns N' Roses, and.
I'm pleased that you mentioned that, Phil.
Are you?
Because.
Do you happen to have it there?
Would you believe I have it right here? This is I Got a Rock by DJ Shadow, remixed by Stereotype and Iron Monkey.
Now this happens to be what they might call or what they might term a remix. It would be a refit, a rejiggle. More bass. We'll be right back.
So that was DJ Shadow's I Got A Rock, remixed by Stereotype and Iron Monkey. Something that we've had featured a lot on the website recently is the Mercury Music Prize. Events being held on the 1st of November this year, and I put together a list of bands that I thought should have been on it, of which two were actually on it. And then Mark here produced a little reaction piece. Now, what did you think then, Mark, of the Mercury nominations?
Well, I thought it's one of the poorest lineups we've had in years. There's a lot of names that you put on as well that weren't on the list. Like the big one probably for us is the website, because we picked it for number one album this year, Lost Camp.
But there's a lot of good albums get passed over for the Mercury. Like, most people don't know, but you have to pay. I think it's about £2,000 just to enter the competition, just to be in the running, and then you have to provide 25 copies of your album as well, just to even be a contender for the award. So for a lot of bands, that £2,000 is a lot to spend just to be in with a chance of winning an award. But for those that have entered, I think the main contenders I'd say are probably the two that I want to see win. It's probably Django Django and Alt J, but there's a couple, they like to go for just weird ones, American Prize. Yeah. I'm sure you remember like Speech to Bell, whose career has hit great heights since she won the award.
Was that a band? I don't even remember.
Oh, it was, she was like an R&B.
But it does boost people's careers, like Elbow went from nothing.
Boosts
them
in the short term, but they need something more than just winning the award to go on long term.
Yeah.
They'd usually like picking a weird one. Like, I think Jessie Ware could really be in my shout this year. Like, she's pretty good, but she's not too well known.
You were saying you wanted Lost Camp Casinos on it. Who would you have wanted on the list then?
I thought Django Django I really wanted on the list. I think that's the best British album this year, without a doubt. But I also thought that Los Campesinos, Hello Sadness, really deserved to be up there. And there was a couple ones that I thought would have been on, like they were dead sets, like the Cribs new album. I thought that would have been on there. It was like a proper return to form for the Cribs, and I thought that would have been something the Mercury board would have liked to see. But
as I said in the bit thing I wrote for the middle, I just think it's been quite a bad year generally for British music. So I can't, like, a Cribs album I would have put on because I like that album, but like I've been slated for it before on here, but Inish Carrie's album I thought was good, but obviously it's not Mercury, like normal Mercury. Well, not Mercury, probably high, but it's not something that they'd pick normally. But I think it's been quite a bad year, so I don't know. I think the Cribs should have been on it, but I mean, when people like Plan B are on it, like, they always have to have a pop act on it somewhere.
I think Plan B's album deserves to be there. I wouldn't call it a pop album. It's pretty much the only album that deals with the issues in Britain that's come out this year, and whether you liked Plan B's last album or not, like, he's spot on with most of his points. I think it deserves to be there, and again, that's a real contender for winning it.
Part of the problem I have with Plan B is it is, I get that he's like staring you in the face and saying something like is wrong, but he's, well, it's kind of weird because he's, well, meant it after his last album. He's got loads of money, so how does he know what it's like to be in the that place?
Well, I suppose,
but I suppose he was there before, do you know
exactly
what I mean?
Like,
well, I guess so, yeah, but it's
supposed to be an album based on modern Britain. But
I think he gets it spot on. Whether he Joe Strummer for The Clash was the son of like a diplomat, went to a private school, but he still managed to put down.
I'm not slating people from wealthy backgrounds. I just thought it was a choice.
Doesn't mean anything, but
I know. I was just I think the whole content of the album was pretty.
It'll definitely be interesting to see who wins America. Like, they like to try and surprise anyway. They shortlisted a few surprises, and one of the main contenders in my eyes we've got coming up next, this is Alt J and Tessellate.
Chunks of me, you're a shark and I'm swimming. My heart still thumps as I bleed, and all your friends come sniffing. Triangles are my favorite shape. 3 points where 2 lines meet. Toe to toe, back to back, let's go. Let's desolate. Mm-hmm. and give my all, lovely you. I'll be stones along my love, and give my rich in morning. I'll mash you up. Yes, I know it's a lot of a way, but it's fair to say you will still haunt me. Triangles are my favorite shape. 3 points where two lines meet. Toe to toe, back to back, let's go. My love, it's very late. Till morning comes, let's desolate.
So that was Alt J with their new song Tessellate. So guys, today marks the 60th birthday for NME.
Stunned it's managed to make it that long.
I'm stunned you know the date. I didn't know the date.
I only know I saw them like, I saw it this morning. They've got like 8 anniversary covers. The only one I've seen's got the favourite wank objects, the Arctic Monkeys on the cover. I'm really surprised that the NME
is that
still
part of the wanking techniques there. Arctic Monkeys.
NME's favourite one. NME. NME.
NME. Earlier as well, like I was just having a wee look through their Twitter feed, and it said, "Find out who what buys the magazine or whatever." And then
fucking nobody. That's it. Was like, NME these days.
And the quote was, "This is the only magazine I buy."
Well, they're a bit silly if that's the only magazine.
No, but
I don't. I'm not slating like paper and music journalism because I'd love to do it. If one of them offered me a job, I'd bite their hand off. But the NME is just so wide of the mark. Like they called the New Music Express is what NME stands for. But this year, I can barely think of one new band that have been on the cover. It's been like Joe Strummer, Ian Curtis. I love Joy Division and the Clash, but it's 2012, there's really no need for them to be on the cover of the NME. If that's what you're into, you've got Mojo or Uncut that cater to that market. The NME should be new music. It should be uncovering new music. And I can't think any time in the last 10 years where the NME's broke a new band.
Yeah, but there's no reason to say like
that you were saying,
but obviously they were more through the internet and MySpace.
I wouldn't
say the NME broke the Arctic Monkeys. Like if it hadn't been for the internet, I doubt they'd really made it anywhere. The internet has had a lot to do. It's true, but like online, there's still online places break new bands. The likes of Pitchfork break new bands a lot.
We break new bands.
We've got a full section for new bands, whereas the NME, it's like a couple of pages.
I think the problem with them is they're not selling anymore, and then they just have to go to things that'll sell.
I think, and this is just my opinion, but I think if they did try and just break new bands and you bought the NME to see... Hear me saying it funny again. I don't know what's happened to my voice, but if you bought the NME to see who the new bands were, to see like, who's that on the cover, I want to know why are they on the cover, I want to know why I should listen to their music. Yeah. Whereas you know why Ian Curtis is on the cover, you know why Joe Strummer's on the cover, it's not going to want to make you buy it. And I don't know much, I've not really looked at sales figures, I don't know if sales go up for those kind of things, but you take the likes of Kerrang, like, it's not really my kind of music, but on the cover they always have new bands, they've got a mix of new and old, like Green Day's been on the cover, but then they'll have stuff like Black Veil Brides or The Blackout that's new music that a lot of people don't really know. Like, whether you like them or not, they make the effort to put bands on the cover.
Films, The Blackout or Kerrang's wanking material, it's like that is their Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah, it's anytime. Still, but they still, more than the NME does, like the Arctic Monkeys have been about what, 7 years now. And the Blackout, I don't know how long it's been about, but I only heard of them maybe like a year and a half
the
ago.
Sean Smith, far too much respect.
I just think
it's fine, no one else gets on
this car. Except for 15-year-olds and like people who know like pretty much fuck all.
I just think the NME should maybe try like 60 years. If they look back at like the '70s, they were breaking new bands. Like they were pretty a big move on the punk movement with the likes of like, Nick Kent, the likes of them writing for it, and they broke new bands. I just think if they maybe tried to go back to that, maybe people would buy it again. I do think they should maybe embrace online a bit more, but who knows?
I wouldn't agree with it. Now you said people would be more interested if the front cover had new bands. I wouldn't be inclined to pick something up. I didn't know who the fuck was on the front cover, to be honest.
But are you inclined to pick it up if it's got Joe Strummer on the front
cover? I most certainly am. But I know, it's the wrong reasons, but if I saw something like, I don't know who the fucking Blackout are, right, but if I saw them on a front cover...
Lucky you.
Like, hey, I'll just be putting that back. Like,
I suppose. Yeah. It's just hard for a magazine that's meant to be like the new music.
No, I know it's a completely commercial point of view, but I mean, like, I don't know, I wouldn't be inclined to go for it.
It's there, but it's no doing where it was set up to.
Right,
absolutely.
But back to what I was saying about it, like, that quote, if anybody can have a guess, it was, it's the only music music magazine I buy, even if there's knobheads in the front. Does anybody want to hazard a guess as to who said that?
I'm guessing it was some stupid lassie with fake glasses and a
wig. No, it's a musician.
Oh, a musician?
Aye.
Romantic phones off you there?
Aye.
I don't know, like Liam Gallagher or something.
There you go!
Yes!
The ultimate knobhead.
Oh my god.
I'm glad Niall's not here, but I had a throat ripped out.
Wait, for Slate and Oasis?
I don't know, it remains to be seen. Look, we might get another 6 years worth of the NME, but I just don't see how it can really continue. I mean, I'm sure I read someone that might not have been true, but I'm sure like, each issue's got a circulation of about 20,000.
If that,
and 20,000, look, there's probably more people watching an English Premier League football game than there is reading the NME, and that's just in one stadium. Look, I don't see how they can continue the way they are. They need to change their name to OME?
That'd be alright.
Then they're just the same as Mojo and Uncut, and they're struggling. Uncut's been revived twice.
In fairness, but the print section is.
The print
struggling.
Section for everything.
And that was in one of the papers this morning, like saying how it is the 60th birthday of the NME, and it was just showing you. It went for like higher up in the 80s, 80,000.
In the 80s and 90s, it used to sell like the proverbial hotcakes, even though I don't know anywhere that sells hotcakes.
Cold cakes.
It sells like any sort of cream delicacy. And then come the 2000s, like, I don't know, people just lost interest. You've got the internet, but I don't know, maybe there'll be another 6 years, maybe there won't even be another 6 years, but long live the NME and happy birthday to you.
And, from the middle.
From all of us here at the middle, and if you want to give us jobs, that's cool as well. Thanks.
Exactly. We'll take them off your hands. That's right.
We just told you they don't know anything. Right, anyway. So, music new albums due out soon. Has anyone had a chance to listen to that?
Well, I actually got a hold of it the other day. And for Muse, in fairness, it's pretty standard, actually. They're trying to do new things, which is fair enough, but. We know who Muse are, do you know what I mean? They're not the sort of band that can really go there and pull off and dubstep into.
They've got complacent.
Aye, it's like they're just joining everybody else in the industry, and Muse have never really been a band like that.
I really didn't like their last album, The Resistance, was that it?
Aye.
I didn't like it. Origin of Symmetry and Absolution are great albums, I really enjoyed them, but they just seemed like they'd lost it with that last one. We were just before we started recording here watching a couple of videos, and it was like, I had my back to it. I thought it was Queen.
That
was a new one.
That's what I mean, but the new one.
No, that was.
I was going to say, like, it does sound like Queen. Yeah. The guitar solos in it are very Queen based. But it sounds like Queen mixed with what a rock opera or something like that you would get in the theatre. It's a weird, weird album.
Whenever I see Matt Bellamy now live, I'd love to see Muse live, but I always think he really just wants to be Freddie Mercury now. It seems like he's just like, or Brian May, because he seems like so over the top.
It's a right wanky wee beard he had at the
end.
He's got a wee that face, it just makes his face look like he's got more of a point to it.
His face doesn't affect
his music, but he does wear some bad stuff, and it's outlandish, and...
You're one to talk, Mark.
Let
it be known, Mark came to uni with a denim jacket on and lime green skinnies.
Not to get the same time.
Oh, sorry, my mistake.
He's calmed it down a bit for all your fashion aficionados. He's rocking a CM Punk t-shirt and just a nice pair of blue denim jeans. You'll be pleased to hear.
Is that a country singing Riddler or something? No offence.
I wasn't wearing it at the same time, but...
No comment.
Regardless, that's opened a whole new market for us. Maybe they'll want to buy some adverts.
Well,
just drop that in. Sponsored by Vogue.
In fairness, in recent years, they have got a wee bit OTT with their music.
I think, because Mikey was saying the last album, just when did it come out, actually, the last
2009
years ago. I can't
remember. You were saying everything was good. I don't know, I wasn't a huge fan of it, but some of the stuff was quite good.
Like, if you read 1984 tracks,
you'd recognise a couple of good tracks, but lyrics wise the music's kind of, I don't know, lost it a bit maybe, because what was that one we were listening to about 20 minutes ago there? I've forgotten it already.
The second law, it's called the second law, unsustainable, it's like the last one with the three parts or whatever,
anything that sounds remotely dubstep should just be fucking cast off this plane of existence.
The whole dubstep issue, I don't know. Skrillex has opened up a big can of worms about dubstep. Everybody, since he came out, started listening to dubstep. If everybody remembers, it was in a metal band that weren't they that good.
He's a smart guy, but Skrillex, he's made his money.
And he's pumped Nelly Goulden. He's got that done. Fair point to the guy. Considering he's getting that bad.
Skrillex, that's the worst thing ever.
Considering these
straight men, can you imagine having sex with Skrillex?
With that bad an undercut.
That's as bad as the fashion.
That's it. Fashionistas. The middle of fashionistas. But no.
I have to start a section. Teaches all lessons.
Regarding the dubstep, ever since Skrillex, everybody started listening to it. And it's no a new style of music by any means. There's better. I know everybody seems to hate Skrillex. And in fairness, I don't think he's that great, but there is a couple of tracks.
I've not actually heard anyone say, apart from myself, saying they hate them.
Oh, no.
Most people I know.
Have you read Tumblr? They hate him.
No.
Most people I know.
Don't use Tumblr.
I'm straight.
Most people I know aren't the fans at all of Skrillex.
Yeah.
But in fairness, Bangarang's a decent enough song.
I'll take your word for that.
But there is people like Nero, for example, who've been there before and are actually really good at it.
But there's very, very little you can do that hasn't been done.
No, definitely.
I think they should be applauded though for trying to move in new directions. At least they're trying to expand or evolve their sound.
It's seen as the metal of the dance world though.
The metal of the dance world.
That's enough, really.
That's not making me give up. Turn the podcast off now.
Oh, yeah, I'm away.
Well, anyway, so music album's coming out soon. That's our opinion on it so far. I'm sure we'll have a review up at some point in the next couple of weeks. So now, to send you all home, we've got something that you probably wouldn't expect at all.
It's a little bit of Cradle of Filth. This is for your vulgar delectation.